Fruity Old Day All the Way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: President Hichilema goes unchallenged in new PND presidential race. Maize meal exports to reduce smuggling. And in international news, Trump says U.S. to blockade Strait of Hormuz after talks failed over Iran's nuclear ambitions. To read the news, my name is Mwansa Monakama, and now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has filed his nomination for the UPND party presidency with no challenger stepping forward to contest the position. UPND chairperson for elections and campaigns, Likando Mufalali, has announced that from the opening to the close of nominations, only one candidate had filed in. Mr. Mfalali has confirmed that internal elections were successfully conducted from branch level through constituencies, districts and provinces, culminating at the national stage.
We opened the nomination to today. When we are closing this nomination, we have only received one candidate for the going by the constitution of UPND, the president has gone and
President Hakainde Hichilema has thanked the party for being nominated unopposed ahead of the General Assembly.
I have been mined here, Joseph Kaunda. I have been mined, Lawrence Banda. Young people, I have been mined, Chibulo. You do remember her, right? Mapenzi Chibulo. All of those young people, Grazia Matapa. I do remember many that could not make it into 2021 and how I would have preferred to have them alive to see what your great party in government is doing.
Meanwhile, New Nation Party President Dr. Nevers Mumba has congratulated President Hichilema on going unopposed as the UPND presidential candidate ahead of the August general election.
We stand solidly with the UPND, with the president that has been nominated officially today. We came on board a long time ago because we've always believed, like the Americans say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We don't think that anything has gone wrong. This president has demonstrated that he can lift this country from the doldrums of what we were going through as a people not too long ago into a country which has been respected internationally today because of Hakainde Hichilema.
Government says the export of mealy meal to the Democratic Republic of Congo is expected to help reduce cases of smuggling along the border. Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu says the move is aimed at curbing illegal activities, adding that all defense and security wings remain on high alert to combat illicit trade. In an interview, Mr. Hamaundu has urged members of the public to desist from engaging in smuggling and other unlawful practices, noting that such actions often lead to arrests and financial losses that can be avoided by using proper channels. He has warned that illegal trading has serious consequences for traders, many of whom risk facing legal challenges in foreign countries after crossing borders unlawfully.
Invariably, it should help reduce the cases of smuggling. And other than just this activity of legal exportation, we continue to speak to the members of the public to desist from illegal activities, because the military is on alert, the police is on alert, all the defense and security forces are on alert to curb such devices, because they are negative. And if they desire to export or to take millimeter into a neighboring country, it should be done following the necessary legal channel.
Three people have died while 15 others sustained serious injuries in a road traffic accident that occurred yesterday around 0940 hours in Luanshimba area along Great North Road in Kapiri Mposhi district. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the accident involved a Nissan Caravan minibus, a public service vehicle driven by Watson Sililo, aged 36, of Lusaka West. He said the vehicle had 18 passengers on board and was extensively damaged. Mr. Chilavi said preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the driver, who was travelling towards Kabwe, lost control of the vehicle due to excessive speed and veered off the road to the right and overturned into a drainage. He said as a result of the impact, three passengers died on the spot.
Preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the driver was travelling towards Kawe. Due to excessive speed, he lost control of the vehicle. The vehicle veered off the road to the right and overturned into a drainage. As a result of the impact, three passengers died on the spot. The deceased were identified as Elton Mlenga, age 38, of Lusaka, another unidentified adult male of unknown residence, and a female juvenile whose identity has not yet been established. 15 passengers, comprising 5 males and 10 females, sustained serious injuries and have been admitted to Kapiri Mposhi District Hospital, where they are receiving treatment.
Former Health Minister Dr. Chitalo Chilufya has expressed concern over the handling of medical equipment at the Cancer Diseases Hospital, stating that radiation services could have continued if the existing machines had been retained during the procurement process. Dr. Chilufya said it was possible to help the old equipment operational while... Dr. Chilufya said it was possible to keep the old equipment operational while authorities worked on acquiring new machines in order to avoid disrupting critical cancer treatment services. He has noted that decommissioning the equipment, which led to a halt in services despite the lengthy process required to procure and install new machines, was not the best approach. Dr. Chilufya has maintained that a more gradual transition would have ensured continuity of care and minimized the impact on patients who depend on the facility for life-saving treatment.
At the moment, our capacity to provide radiation therapy is not there. Our equipment, yes, has been decommissioned, and I've always held this view that prior to decommissioning that equipment, it was possible, and it used to happen, to keep that equipment, although it was in a functional state, as you simultaneously do a procurement that takes long, so that the little service that was available to be carried on, and it was unfortunate that it was abruptly stopped, and then we embarked on procurement, which is correct, but we know that that takes long for various reasons.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Energy expert Dr. Johnston Chikwanda has expressed concern over the country's failure to implement a biofuels framework as a mitigation measure. Dr. Chikwanda said biofuels have the potential to reduce the country's reliance on foreign feedstock up by up to 20%. Speaking to Hot FM News, Dr. Chikwanda said it is disappointing that the country has failed to implement the initiative for over 10 years, adding that it could be introduced as a short-term measure. He said this can be achieved by using an agreed-upon